Welcome to Hebrew Club. We're a little slim today because of the symposium, but that's all right. I've operated with a few people here today as well. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 15, beginning at verse 17. If you remember, David had just left the city of Jerusalem because of the threat of Absalom, his son. And so that's where we take up the story with him and his loyal followers on the run. So verse 17, Vayetze ha-melech v'kol ha'am beraglav va-ya'amdu beit ha-merchak. Then the king and all the people, and you might translate am here as the troops. Remember earlier in Samuel, am doesn't just necessarily mean people in general or Israel in general, but refers specifically to the army. So, and I'm in 2 Samuel 15, verse 17. And the king and all the troops went out beraglav at his foot, or we would say following him, and they stood vayamod beit ha merchak. This is kind of, no one really is quite sure what it means here, what it's referring to. And they stood, they stopped at the house of the merchak. The house of the distance, the distant house, whether that means kind of, so at a certain point, kind of beyond or just outside of the city, no one's quite sure exactly what that's referring to. Some say, translate, and they stood at the outskirts, or they stood far away. I think the Septuagint translates it more adverbially like that. Okay, verse 18, V'kol avadav ovrim al yado, v'kol hakreti V'kol hapleti, v'kol hagitim sheish meodish, asher ba'u beraglo, migat ovrim al pnei hamelech. All right. And all his servants, now notice this is a participle, plural, and you can translate, and all his servants were crossing over his hand, literally, but were crossing at his side, okay? Or you could just translate as simple pass, and all his servants passed over at his side. Okay, and now all the Keratites—that's these two refer to his guards. Okay, the Keratites, and all the Peletites, and all the Gittites, 600 sheish meod ish, 600 men. And notice ish is singular. When you get these bigger numbers, the noun following the number is usually singular. 600 men who had come, Beraglo, behind him from Gath, okay, Ovrim again, were crossing over Pnei HaMelech. We're crossing, the Al Pnei is probably something like, we're crossing before the king. So in other words, you have them standing at the outskirts and notice the troops passing by. Okay, any questions on verse 18? Got it? Verse 19. Vayomer HaMelech el Ittai HaGiti, Lama Telek Gamata Tanu, Shuv Veshev Im HaMelech, Ki Nokriata, Vegam Goleata Lim Komeka. And the king said to Ittai, this is the name of one of these men, the Gittite, why Telek, why are you coming? Okay, again, just a call imperfect from Halak. Why are you coming? Gamata, also you. So we'd probably say, why also are you coming? Itanu, with us. Okay, now two imperatives. Shuv, return. Veshev, this is from Yashav, call. Return and stay with HaMelech, the king. And I think that it probably has reference to the new king, the one who's coming in, namely Absalom. So return and stay with the king for Nakriata, for you are a stranger. Nakri is stranger. All right. And also, you are a gola. This is just a call participle masculine from gala. All right. It means, remember, to go into exile. So you are a Nakri, a stranger, and also you are an exile in Mekomeka, from your place. So in other words, he was displaced, and so David's saying, you don't have to come with us because he's on the run now. Okay. Verse 20 continues his conversation then with Ittai. Timol, Boeka, Vahayom, Aniaka, Imanu, Laleket, Vaani Holek, Ala Sherani Holek, Shu, Vahashev, Et, Acheka, Imak, Chesed, Vahemet. Timol means yesterday. Okay? Then you have a call infinitive, and again we translate it as a finite verb. Yesterday you came. Okay, and you probably translate it more like recently you came, v'hayom, and today. Okay, now notice this form, this aniaka. It's from the root nua, nun vav ein, and it means to wave or move. All right, and notice that it's the. Notice that the Masoretic consonants have it in the call form with the vav. Well, so if it means to move or to wander, the call wouldn't make any sense. It would be translated something like that, like I will wander, and then you have the suffix, see? So notice that the Masoretes want you to read it as a hifil. That's why you have the hirik there under the nun. Again, a lot of times the vavs and the yuds were confused in the transmission. But so the Masoretes wants you to read Aniaka. Will I make you wander or move Imanu with us? See, so recently you came, and today should I make you wander Imanu with us? La leket, by coming along. Again, this is simply a infinitive construct from Halak. Okay? Va'ani holek, and I am going, again, a call participle, I am going al asher, to wherever I holek, go. Okay, so notice he says, and I'm going to go wherever I go. All right? So now the imperative, shuv v'hashev. Now notice the hashev is again from yashav, but it's a hifil. And so you're expecting an object, and that's what you get with the acheka. So return and settle your brothers with you. Now you have these other forms, chesed v'emet, which means, obviously, loyalty and faithfulness. So you don't always have a preposition in Hebrew, and we would translate something like that with loyalty and faithfulness, or with something like with true faithfulness or in true faithfulness. Again, you can translate or understand chesed ve'emet as kind of a hendiades as well. I mean, notice it looks odd. We don't see it that often. But again, as we've seen through Samuel, a lot of times you will see where in English you demand a preposition, you don't have it in Hebrew. Okay? Verse 21, Vaya'an itayet hamelek, Vayomar chay Adonai vechay Adoni Hamelek ki im bimakon asher yihye sham Adoni Hamelek im lemavet im lechayim ki sham yihye avdeka. All right. Vayaan Ittai answered from Anna. Okay. Ittai answered the king Vayomar and said, "Here's an oath formula. Chay Yahweh, by the life of Yahweh, vechay Adoni Hamelek." And by the life of my lord the king. All right, so notice he's swearing an oath here. By the king's life, or by Yahweh's life, and by the king's life. Ki'im, strong exception. Okay, surely not, or except, or only, bimekon, in the place where will be there my lord the king. Okay? Whether for death or for life. Now notice how the key functions here is a strong asseveration. Strong, he's strongly expressing his belief in what he's saying. Surely there will be your servant. So once again, Ittai answered the king and said, by Yahweh's life and by the life of my lord the king, only in the place where there is my lord the king. And then you have to understand, will I stay, will I be? Whether for death or for life, surely there will be your servant. Okay? So notice he's kind of pledging his loyalty. We're going to have to stop here because I have a meeting. So next, we did pretty good actually. So next week we'll get started verse 22 and be back on track with everything. Thanks very much.